HKX Mobile.
DBA Mobile, good afternoon.
Hey Dave, I don't know what happened over there earlier. I couldn't hear hardly you or Alexander.
Alexander was having a hard time getting out, and I don't know what was going on there. But anyway, he was asking about a power supply, and he didn't know what the amperage was. He was wondering if it would handle a 25-watt transceiver, and that just depends on the amperage of the power supply.
Got me a little bit mistaken there, and I was wondering if the generator would power the radio and power supply.
Andrew, this is KO4 HKX. I couldn't copy most of that. Try backing up away from the microphone just a little bit on the radio.
I was wondering if a generator could power a power source and a 25-watt radio, so gas, you know, Honda generator, because I want to go up on mountains and operate there, so I'm just trying to build myself a little mobile tower with wood and, you know, wondering if I could use the generator to power the radio.
You cannot use the generator to power the radio directly. The radio is 12 volts, and the generator will put out 110 volts AC, different kind of current and voltage system there.
What would I need to do to make them compatible tonight? Is there any way I could do that cheaply?
A generator to power a power supply that converts it back to 12 volts. But that's not cheaply done. But it depends on the power supply. It may not be too expensive. Dave might be able to help you more there.
I have a power supply for the radio, so I don't know if they'll be able to handle that, because I had using that for house current to use the 12-volt radio.
I understand what he's asking there.
Him right, he says he already has a power supply for the radio. What kind of power supply is it?
Comment. For NUE. If Alexander, are you asking if you plug your power supply into the generator? Will it give your radio more wattage out? Is that what you're asking?
I just want to go up on mountains and use the 2-meter Anytone 25-watt radio. It has a power supply. I just need a power pivot because, you know, there's no, like, a wall socket on a mountain. So I need to take, like, a generator or something. What is the generator? You can use a generator. Plug the power supply into the generator, and then the radio hooks up to the power supply.
I got it, okay? Do not plug the radio directly into the generator. The radio runs on 12 volts. If you want to try to power your radio with an alternate power source, you can use the generator, but you have to plug the power supply into the generator first. Then you plug your radio into the power supply. Is that helpful?
I have to use the power supply to run it in the house because it's a mobile radio, so it doesn't come with a wall plug. So I just have to wire it to the power supply, and then the power supply. So I have to do is unplug the power supply, plug that into the generator, and then turn on the power supply, because the radio is already connected to the power supply and mounted on. You have to undo the radio before I plug in the power supply, or would I just be able to turn the power supply off and plug in the radio? I need the power supply, sir.
Okay. All right. Here we go. This is what you do. You pick up the phone and call K2RCL, and you tell him what you're trying to do, and he'll get you straight. How about that?
That will work. Thanks for your help. 73-KL4-ULPC.
KT, I'll be clear with you. K04HKX and KN4CPA. I'm sorry, Dave. I just really struggle with your call. So, Patrick and Dave, good day, gentlemen.
Sanders, don't forget about the frequency. You got to keep that generator running really close to the 3600 RPM, if that's what it is, or either 1800 RPM. Depends on which kind of generator. You got to keep that frequency right there at 60 cycles, or you burn up the radio if it drops more than about five megahertz on, like, say, both sides going up and down. It's got to be really close to 60 cycles.
Tune Chad, KO4HKX. Dave, I'm still here.
Well, I was just listening. I'm still not real clear what he's wanting to do, but anyway, so I'm at the sports club, so I'm going to bail out and go inside and warm up for my tennis game at 4:30. So have a good rest of the afternoon. Boy, sure is nice out here. And I got 3 hours of tennis ahead of me, so I'll probably be wore out by the time I get through. But I'll say 73s, and I'll stick around for your final, KP4CPA.
Seven threes, Dave. Have a good tennis match. Enjoy the afternoon. KL4NUE, I'll be clear with you.
73 is Dave. KO4HKX. Have a good afternoon playing tennis. I am trying to get there, but man, it's like there is road construction, broke down vehicles, wrecks everywhere I go.
Sometimes you, end of the day, you're trying to get home, it's just like you just, no matter what you do, it's just not going to work.
That way all day today. It's just been one of those days. Had computer problems to start with, couldn't print receipts, couldn't get the screen to work. I mean, it was just one thing after another. Finally got all that straightened out, and now dealing with this.
I've had some days like that, but generally speaking, though, I mean, is able to work through all the issues.
Oh, yeah, we got work through them. It's just part of being out here making it, making a living, so, I mean, it's just part of it.
I get it. Well, today I didn't have an opportunity to do too awful much. I was kind of hanging around up here at the deer camp, doing a little bit of straightening up, trying to get ready for the weekend and all. And did a little bit on this radio. I bought it from AK's estate, and he's pretty much got everything in it programmed. But I've just been going through the manual, trying to teach myself a little bit about it. And the menu's just a whole lot different than the Yaesu. I mean, it's doable. I mean, it's not difficult. It's just, there's just no way I could program the radio without the manual. There's just too many sub-menus on it.
KN4VWA.
Yeah. Chad, I got that same radio at the house and definitely understand what you're talking about. Programming channels into it are a little bit of a feat. IC706 Mark 2G.
mercy, I had one of those. Now, Chad, you can go over and get the manual online. Just Google up 706 Mark 2G and manual, and you can get the manual real easy. And if you can't get it, I've got it on one of my laptops. And it's a great little radio once you figure out how to program it. But son, that thing is a nightmare to program. You got your hands full without the manual. So go over there and get that manual online.
Get the manual. AK had the manual with it. Even with the manual. That's what I'm trying to say is, man, you got to start on page 15 and then you do this and then you got to end up going to page 42 and then doing that and then, you know, so I started on page 18 and ended up on page 4. So, you know, but I mean, it's doable. I'm not complaining at all. I love the radio. It's just different than, you know, the Yaesu. Just menus, Yaesu's pretty straightforward, but this, you just gotta jump around so much. But I got it.
Well, that's good. Now, you know, they really haven't changed a whole lot on their programming all the way up to the 7300. And that's why I'm running a Yaesu. Ew, baby. The Yaesu's so much easier to program. Plus, the best thing that ever came down the road was that RT Systems programming software. You just type it into your laptop and then download it to it. But you can't do that with that 706.
RT Systems for the Yaesu. I got one for the handheld, actually, and the 991A. And, man, it's just a basic Excel spreadsheet. You put your numbers in there, bam, 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 and it sends it right to the radio, and it's a done deal. But the deer camp is a little bit different situation. I don't leave the radio up here. Matter of fact, I don't leave any information up here with the radio. And I have to pack it up in a go box when I leave. So I'm just trying to familiarize myself with how to actually operate it. AK's done most of it. It's pretty much all in here. But he missed a couple of repeaters that I like to use, so I've been trying to get those in today, and the first one took me about 50 minutes.
You love it. Well, you can do the digital modes with that thing, but you got to buy an interface and a bunch of other stuff. And like you said, it is a great little radio. And for what you're trying to do, son, that is a great little radio for that. You could get yourself a moderate-sized buddy box and pop that thing down in there with a power supply. All you got to do is walk in like with a suitcase, pop it into the generator, and you're off to the races. And by the way, somebody come in there a little bit ago and said to be real careful about the frequency. Back in the old days, that was true, but any decent generator here in the last 10 years has got regulated power outputs on them now, and that cleans it up even though the RPM drops down or raises up. So, they're not bad.
See, you got a little bit of noise on your signal. I think your back bumper on that Saturn might be dragging the road.
No, the problem is I'm in downtown Inman, and I'm in my truck, and there's some picket fencing, so I'll get up here on top of a little hill, and it'll get a little better. So I'll be in and out a little bit. So, Patrick, listen, you got new tires on that thing. Just catch a few of them in your treads and keep going.
Too much trouble. Done been down that road.
You're tempting, ain't it?
Before, after I've been through that, I'll just sit here and wait.
But you're a good driver. You've been doing it quite a while. You you ain't gonna have no problems. It's just a little bit of patience, that's all. Hey, Chad, I was gonna go fly this evening, but I'm not gonna get to go fly now. You know why?
Bumper came off.
Well, matter of fact, that back bumper just barely scratched up a little bit. That thing sits up high in the rear, and that's a little old. I think it was a Honda. That's what it was. One of them little bitty Hondas. A little Civic where the nose sits right on the ground. It just busted his grill out. Just enough to leave a scratch or two on mine. I wasn't going to worry about it. But anyhow, I'm on my way over to pick up 60 pounds of deer meat from my deer processor. Yeah, I got a 180-pound buck. Well, actually, it was about 175 pounds. And got him the other night, or the other evening, and they've called me, said he's ready to go. I got him pretty much in loin and hamburger. I didn't get any sausage this time, and I didn't get any roasts or, what's that other cut they do? Ribs. Yeah. So anyhow, I like my hamburger. Man, I can make me some deer chili. I can make spaghetti. I can make burgers. Man, it's just delicious.
Hey, Steve, next time you get a chance, take one of them there for me, and I'll pay you for the processing.
They're idiots out here. This guy just went. I'm on 176. I just crossed over there at the QT station right before you get to 26. And this idiot goes from the right lane, cuts me off, and blocks me off trying to go over to the lane to get turned into the QT station. I'm telling you, people, they just don't care. Oh, they'll stop for me. You know what? One of these days, I'm going to buy me an old 1950 Oldsmobile beater, and I'm going to play wrecking ball. What me there, Patrick?
I was saying, if you get a chance to take another one of them deer, don't hesitate. I wouldn't mind having some deer meat this year, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to go hunting or not.
I got to take one more doe. The bucks are good. They taste real good. But that, I've been feeding them corn, and there's a doe out there that's a, I guarantee you, she's going to go 175, somewhere between 175 and 2. I mean, she's huge. And I'm going to take her, and beyond that, you come on over to the house one evening. You'll get one. They come up there all the time.
I got to buy the hunting license for down here. And I'd rather not spend that extra money for that.
I put it on my license, but man, I'm not going to do the shooting and the dragging and the working to get it up out of there and take it over to the processor and everything else and just let you pay for the processing.
Come on, pal.
Huh?
I'm here. I said, I thought we were better friends than that.
Man, love you like a brother, but not that much.
Hard time, Steve.
I don't even think I'd shoot one for my own brother. You're first. W4NGU, Phil, second. And then Scott's going to come in somewhere around number 15.
Phone call, so I'm going to have to jump off here. I'll go ahead and take 7-3s for the afternoon. You fellas have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s.
Patrick, Swanee, I guess I hurt his feelings there, Chad.
I'm still here. I was going down Highway 11 the other day, and I think, is that Manning Williams? Does he farm that there behind you? I think he does some of that, or somebody. I'm not sure. I think I saw the tower through the field there.
Four and a half. Well, you know where I am. I'm about 4.5 miles south of Highway 11. And W4NGU was over on Highway 9 in Bowling Springs. I know of a couple of towers along 11, but I don't know exactly who they are.
KV2H access.
Dad, can you say, oh no, there went the neighborhood. How you doing, Dave?
Oh my gosh, Steve really has friends? I'm good, Steve. Did Jimmy get a hold of you?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
We're looking at like Friday afternoon to go take a look at that item that you want looked at.
Like a winner, just get in there before 5 o'clock and give yourself some time to kind of smoke it over and test it out and see where it is. And you got my can of juice there. Just juice it up while you're there if it's low. Heck, it may have sealed itself off if it was a Schrader.
We'll find it, you know, in, between the two of us. You know, I've got the young and the old here, so... one of us will find it.
There you go. Well, hey, didn't you pick up a 706 Mark II G the other day? Yeah?
Picked it up about a year ago. It's sitting right here on top of my power supply. Why?
Well, KO4NUE, Chad is in there with us, and he just picked one up. And he is bemoaning the ICOM programming on that thing.
706, I had one years ago when I was on the road still, and I was kicking myself in the butt for getting rid of it. And when I found one, I scooped it up fast. At 706, don't ever get rid of that, Chad.
I got a Yaesu 991 that I use at home, but I've got the 706 up here at the deer camp. And first ICOM I've ever owned. I love the radio. I just love it. But it's just so different with programming than the Yaesu, or it's so different than what I'm used to. I was telling Steve, I've got the owner's manual here, and I started on like page 18 and ended up on page 4 to get all the programming in it, because you gotta go to page 18, then page 42, then 56, then 24, and then finally end up with final step. I mean, it wasn't difficult. It just, the first repeater I put in, it took me about 50 minutes.
I would do yourself a favor. Do not push those radios to full power. I'm talking on the 7000 right now, and I got the 706 next to me. I can fire up and hear the difference. But just be careful with the power output, because they will run hot. I love the radio. It's a great radio. You can do a lot with it. So like I say, just good luck with that thing. Gentlemen and Steve, I got to duck out of here. The wife and I are heading out for a little bit. I'm taking her car, and yes, she doesn't have a radio in the car yet. So I will catch you guys later. KB2HXS. And Chad, give me a call if you want to. I can come up, I'll bring my radio up, and we can put them side by side, and I'll show you how to program it.
Better, I appreciate it. 73DU, you have a wonderful day, and I hope you and your wife have a nice meal. KO4NUE, I am clear. Steve, I'm going to duck on out, but be safe. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Dave is a good resource for you on that 706. I've pretty much forgotten pretty much what I learned on that thing when I let it go. When I got mine, I got it super cheap, and I paid it forward and let another boy have it for about the same price over towards Easley, and I think he's still using it. But it's a good radio. What you might want to consider doing is making sure you've got a good, strong power supply on it that won't overload those finals, and make sure you got just a little cooling fan on the back of it, because that little jewel will get hot. You have a good evening, Chad. Dave, have a good evening, and I'll look to hear from you on Friday, bud. KO4NUE, KO4HKN. No, I got it wrong, Dave. I'm sorry. Y'all have a good evening. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
KB2HXS. See you guys.
Well, see, the problem. problem is you sound that your call is real close to Patrick's, which is KO4HKA.
Okay. All right, we'll catch you later, Steve.
Hey, try to behave yourself out there. Hey, remember, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Feed her good.